Hello, this is Vlad, and you are listening to Olafield's Fantasy Podcast.
Jeff, we have a special guest today. This is the Olafield's Fantasy Podcast. We're starting right now, and being at the end of February, this is the time we're supposed to shout a belated birthday anyway. So we'll just welcome Greg on to help us wish Etta a happy birthday. Thank you, Greg, for joining us. Super fan Greg and Jeff here on the All the Feels Fantasy Podcast. Greg, go ahead and wish Etta a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Etta. Happy first birthday. And I will never have a birthday ever again, thanks to you. But hope you have the best.
Oh, wow. There have never been better things said said on the pod. And Jeff, that might be the first time someone else has talked first. How are you?
Excited to be here. Excited to do this in honor of Etta and her first birthday. I mean, even when she was zero, she was taking Greg down a peg. I don't know if I would call him a special guest, but he's our executive producer, Greg Tross, with us today. Happy belated to him as well. And, you know, happy days to you, Will. It seems like it's warm out there in the Carolinas. You're an early spring, perhaps. What did the old the groundhog do? Did he see that shadow? Are you getting more cold? Because it is hot out here in California.
I don't get the groundhog thing. In fact, I was going to look it up, but they said it was going to be more winter. But right now we are 70s and just loving life. Doors are open. Fans are on. Gucci bouncing back and forth between outside and inside. And hopefully he comes back to lay down on here. But if not, we're going to let him run wild because we have a very exciting pod to get to, teased on the Twitter, by the way, and honestly, it's probably going to take up a lot of time, so let's just kind of run through what we usually do, little rigmarole, and I don't know, Jeff, do you want to get through the Marvel and the Mama, I mean, I think if anything, I want to hear the Mama Sois update, because there's been teases all week
about
what's going on with the Hutchins house hunting.
Well, you know, Karen Soisman, absolute gem.
Uh-oh.
Saleswoman extraordinaire. Slanging the homes up in Lake Forest now. You know, went out. We just said, you know, hey, let's just hang out with Will's mom. Let's see what she has to say about the housing market. Let's just tour some of the old homes up there in Lake Forest. And next thing you know, I'm getting about 30 text messages, videos, pictures.
Oh no!
Just saying this home could be yours, and I get it. It was the last home of a phase, so I'm sure she gets like some special bonus if she slangs that one in particular. So we were close, though. We were considering it. It's the market is so crazy out here and all over the U.S., but you know, particularly Southern California, it feels like it gets extra fun. We're just like, man, we could really buy this house, and it could be ours, and we won't have to deal with like 20 other offers or people paying all cash for exorbitant amounts of money, and we could just have a home. But needless to say, it was just a tad too expensive for us. It was a three-story banger, but I appreciated the hustle, the swagger, and the just learning sales lessons. It was, you know, always be closing. I mean, Mama Sois lives and dies by that. So, yeah. Props to your mother.
Always be closing, indeed. Was this in Rancho Mission Viejo?
No, this is Lake Forest.
Oh, okay.
Serrano Summit. No Melarus. No Melarus. Gotta love that.
Oh, that's very nice.
Wow. Greg, are you and Laura ever thinking about, you know, getting out of the old leasing of apartment deal?
We certainly are looking at it, but I mean, right now it's most definitely a seller's market. When like homes that would be in your price range, like our two bedroom condos that are like built in like the 1960s and probably still have asbestos in them and probably need a lot of work, it's very depressing to see how much you need to put down in order to get one of those in Southern California right now. So holding on, probably going to still move into a two bedroom here soon because, you know, when you're working from home in a one bedroom, it's not ideal.
Where are you right now, Greg? I'm trying to picture your apartment. Are you in your room?
I am currently in my in our bedroom right now, and Laura is in our main little living room area on the couch, and that's pretty much where both of us work.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not the most ideal.
I'll join you, Greg,
but...
with the video.
I would if I could.
Oh, thank you.
But,
this is an audio medium, so just to kind of paint a picture. Greg looks like he is being held hostage. So that is, I think that is why the question.
I do look like I'm in a white room. I only need, if I'm in a white room right now, the only thing I need is a stray jacket, and it looks like I'm, you know, at Shutter Island.
A raving review for the apartment homes that Greg is living in right now.
Is it straight jacket or stray jacket? Straight.
I can keep sure. Yeah. See, you got to go off video.
Straight jacket makes it sound like you found one on the ground. Okay. That is the technology abundance right now. We got Jeff, I think, is using Windows XP still. So that is why that is still on strong for him. But it's okay. We're going to keep moving. Keep moving here. Mama Soy, saleswoman extraordinaire. Hopefully you guys can still hear me. Still rocking and rolling here.
Yes, sir.
On the All the Fields Fantasy Sports Podcast. Before we get to the next, kind of the main thing, I just have one question to throw out to you both, now that Greg is here. Are any of you familiar with the show 60 Days In? Jeff, I'll start with you.
Honestly, no. And when I saw it on the recap, I thought it was like they were 60 days into Married at First Sight. So no, I have no idea what you're in reference to. But I will say, plug your Married at First Sight. I mean, they could be on a major network here with kind of The Bachelor going under. So what is 60 Days In?
Well, Greg, are you familiar with that show first?
I am actually not. I just looked it up I had never heard that before.
Greg, do you have cable?
So the 30-second rundown. Whether it's fans or military personnel or just people who are interested in how the jail system works, you sign up to go undercover and be put into jail or a prison for 60 days. And your goal is to and it's kind of – there is an actual goal. Like, you're supposed to make sure everything's running right. You're supposed to make sure no one's being treated poorly. You need to find out if people are sneaking in stuff because the guards don't care. It's stuff like that. And these people, once you get in, the guards don't know that you're undercover. Inmates obviously don't know you're undercover. And you are treated like a prisoner, which it's just absolutely insane. So that is my plug for this show. And it is gripping to all hell.
There was another show that's similar. I have no idea on the title, but it was less like functional, like you're talking about, like the guards didn't know. It was more like a challenge show where it was like these people go to jail for 60 days or something like that, but the guards know that they're like contestants in this show, and it wasn't like they won anything at the end. It was just like, I want to push myself and test my limits and stuff like that. Blanking on the name, but similar. But this seems more intriguing because the guards don't know, so they get the full effect, no special treatment.
That seems very dangerous.
Sign a waiver, Greg.
And definitely. Greg,
a lot of liability issues going in
there. Yeah, it is dangerous.
It does sound extremely interesting, actually.
There's one season on Netflix, and then the rest are on Hulu. Actually, the season that's on Netflix is an amazing season. So I do recommend. Anyway, 60 Days In. Great show. Married at First Sight, just banger after banger. There's really nothing else I can say other than last night's episode was just out of this world. I mean, I can't really speak to it anymore. Greg, have you ever watched Married at First Sight?
I have not, which is very interesting because my wife loves those types of shows. And so I'm surprised that she hasn't watched it or forced me to watch it. I think she's just been on that that Bravo binge recently, and I think that's on what, A&E?
Lifetime.
What is Married at First Sight on?
Lifetime.
Lifetime. But 60 Days In is on A&E. That's how you know it's legit.
Oh, okay.
There you go. All right, there's that TV.
I'm
going
to have to check out that
60
Days In because that sounds really interesting to me.
Telling you, it's great. We had to stop ourselves from binging.
I'm going to plug a quick suggestion because this actually just got picked up for a fifth season, and my wife and I found it to be really intriguing and a really good show. It's called Search mm-hmm. Party. It started, I think, on TBS or TNT, but now it's moved to HBO Max. And it's basically just about four millennials who try to find one of their friends. And by friend, it's like someone they met back in college one time. And this one friend goes missing. And basically, it's just about how these millennials are total POSs and how trying to find this one friend ultimately kind of unravels their entire life.
Spoilers, Greg. So, spoilers.
Very funny. Very intriguing. Very intriguing. I mean, there's no spoilers. There's no spoilers right there.
Yeah, thanks. We know that.
They're POSs too, apparently.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh no, you get that off from the one-off. That's the typical hipster New York person from, living in Brooklyn kind of a thing.
And I am intrigued. So I will eventually dive back in.
Yeah, so definitely want to plug that because now they're opening for a fifth season, which will probably come out sometime later this year or if not next year.
So, boys, we're on a time crunch here, and I don't want to get bogged down into some random stuff that we're not really, passionate about this episode. We have Greg on for a reason. Jeff, there is a reason this whole episode kind of got brought into fruition here because our executive producer brought something up, which I had not done any dive into. And since then, I have done a deep dive, and that is Jeff and Greg.
Mm.
A video game character bracket brought to us by The Ringer. We'll get more on them in a second. March Madness is kind of coming up here, and as we traditionally do on this show, we do some sort of March Madness. Last year it was the Disney Songs March Madness that lasted for 4 months. I believe we've done some sort of fast food March Madness. We also did a March Madness mascot fight between each other March Madness. That's a classic one.
Top class.
So now we have a video game character bracket. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things going on top of my head here, but Jeff, I feel like you haven't had a lot to say yet. I want to hear your thoughts. Have you done any deep dive? Has there been anything that stuck out to you with this character bracket that has been teased?
Well, I think I will say some positive things maybe to kick this off. When I was first sent this by our executive producer, Greg, normally the first thing that we do with any of our March Madness brackets is complain about the seeding. And so, I checked out some of the top seeds and, you got Mario, Sonic, Link, Master Chief. I mean, you can't argue with those. And then as you continue down to the two seeds, maybe Kratos, I know you're a big God of War guy, Will. Solid Snake seems a little bit niche as well for a two seed, maybe. But then I feel like the three seeds are also strong, other than maybe John Marston. Not really in my lexicon, but you got Scorpion in there. You got Laura Croft in there. And you also have, where is the third seed? Mm-hmm. Ellie. On that one as well. So I feel like normally we have some biases and I think there are definitely some undervalued ones, but I didn't find a ton of issue. I could see where, The Ringer was coming from. You go through their extremely unnecessarily long article on some of these seeds and, I could see their rationale for the top three. And so from that, I felt like it was a solid overall structure to the bracket. Now, maybe I'll throw it to Greg, and he has issue with one in particular that I had to do some deep research on what it even was and the fact that it was even a game, and I didn't even know as I was researching it if it was the right thing. Goose, Greg, maybe we bring you in on that.
Okay, so the goose is more of like a meme than anything else. It's one game that was an indie game that came out, I think, a couple of years ago. I think it's literally called like something Goose. Don't remember the exact name, but the way that the game is played is that you're this goose that just runs riot and you do these random things to try to annoy people. And it's a single player game. And I think it only takes like an hour and a half to beat it. And it's it ultimately is a meme, but the fact that like something like a meme that came out 3 years ago is a number six seed is just like a testament to why this is just a terrible bracket when someone like Doom, the Doom Slayer, is a number, what, 11 seed who went against it? Why? What is, I mean, at least, I mean, if you're going to put Goose in, it's funny, yes, and it became a meme. It was extremely popular for about, you know, 2 months, just like Fall Guys. It's almost as popular as Fall Guys was. And Fall Guys isn't even on this list. It just was, it seemed like they were just trying to make a meme out of it and then get more Twitter likes or more response on their social media. To me,
I mean,
my thought on that is that it's less about the game and more about the cultural relevance maybe than Doom Slayer. But I get totally get where you're coming from.
They made a whole movie about Doom. He was absolutely badass. At the very end, it turns into a first person, and he literally kills all the aliens at the very end of the game. I mean, at the very end of the movie, it's. That's an amazing movie, by the way. You should check it out. It's so bad, it's good.
Yeah, I don't think it holds up. I don't think it holds up.
As the resident, I don't want to say video game like expert because everyone plays video games. But I will say that there's just a lot to do here with this awful bracket, and the Ringer should be ashamed of themselves. To be honest with this, it's literally the worst thing I've ever seen. I tweeted at him. We won't get a response. But I'm going to keep. This is literally. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. So here's a couple points here that I'm first going to start off with. So this is a 64-person tournament. And let's just start off right off the bat. I'm having trouble reading this thing because they used pink and yellow to do the bracket. Like, I can't even read it. So I don't know. Were they out of green highlighters to use for this thing? Because I can't even – I'm zooming in. I can't, like, good luck looking at it on your phone, by the way, because it's just impossible. Pink and yellow. And they matched them the same colors to show, like, who they're against. But I think that makes it more confusing, to be honest. So that's number one. Number two, if I have to look up the character.
And they use a 16-bit font.
Because I keep, I'm trying to read the seeds. Look at that. It's making me glitch out, because I'm trying to read the seeds of this freaking tournament. So anyways, what I was going to say was, if I have to look up a character, they don't belong in this tournament. I think you guys should agree with that. If you're doing the rankings of the top 30 best things in the world, and you don't know what the last 10 things are, they don't belong. Do you know who John Price is, Greg?
Yes, I do.
Who is he?
He is a character from Call of Duty Modern Warfare. It's actually a really good campaign. I believe it's Modern Warfare 2. He's the guy, spoiler alert, who is like the captain of your crew, and he ultimately gets killed towards the end, I'm pretty sure.
So wait. You believe it's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, or that is the game he's in?
I believe he is in Call of Duty.
Okay, so if Modern I were to Warfare ask you 2. Who Master Chief is, you don't believe he's in Halo, right? He's in Halo.
Absolutely not, no.
Okay, so...
I know exactly who he is.
Exactly.
He's probably one of the best characters of all time.
If I ask you who Cloud Strife is, do you know who that is?
That, to me, yes, I do. And then, two, we have to follow up on this, because this was probably one of the other terrible things out of this, is his seating. But yes, I know exactly
who
he is.
You know who Kirby is. You know who Mega Man is. You don't believe they're in a game. They're in a game that's actually named after them also. Just want to make sure we get that straight. But then...
Yes, and they're iconic characters.
We've talked about Goose earlier. Fine. They're just the fact that they're higher seed than some of these other people. The Goose is higher than Kirby. Let's just all put that out there. And Mega Man. Mega Man has like 40 games to his name. Johnny Gat... Jeff, do you know who Johnny Gat is?
I can't say that I do. I will look it up very quickly. Gat. Saints? No, not Saints Row. Okay, I got nothing. Maybe it is. Saints
no,
Row
it is.
Too.
You got that right. Oh. It's It's Saints Row, and I believe it's like the third or the fourth one. I don't know. Huh.
Not great.
Again, a higher seed than Fox McCloud, who again has a game named after him. Higher seed than Cloud. So that's just kind of where we're going here. Trevor Phillips, I kind of knew who he was. Do you both know who Trevor Phillips is?
No idea.
Oh, no. See, exactly. He's one of the protagonists from Grand Theft Auto V, a game that's been going on for 14 years. And then the last one, The Oxen.
Okay, that one's actually kind of good. I like that.
It's absolutely terrible.
They should have picked like Dysentery.
Sure.
Dysentery would have been the better pick than Oxen from Oregon Trail, because you'd always die of dysentery. You like never die because the yoke broke and you're on your oxen.
So yes, the Oxen is a character from Oregon Trail. Now,
how did that, Michael out of the way, Vick with make those, it into this seating as well? Just,
yeah, the shame on those characters being in this tournament. And I think you mentioned one earlier, Greg, that's not even – isn't there someone who's not even in this tournament? Spyro the Dragon. You texted that.
Spyro is a huge – yeah, exactly. Spyro is a huge character from back from the day, had multiple games, has – I think he even had a TV show something similar
they
to that.
They had Skylanders, and, right? The toys, and then they had – they just remade all his games too, like a year ago.
Right, and then so how is he not on this?
Like,
who's Bayonetta? I don't even know who Bayonetta is, and that's a number 14 seed out of the Milky Way.
That's a game.
She is like it's a gun. Bayonetta. She's kind of like Devil May Cry, like same vein, like a girl with guns.
Yeah, it's a Nintendo joint.
Yeah. All right, Jeff. Let's move on to Jeff now.
Okay. I will say this. Oh. Okay. For what it's worth, I agree with the Cloud. The anger associated with it. However, I did not know that person's name as Cloud. I'm not going to say I'm huge into the Final Fantasy genre of games, but I did not know them as Cloud. So I don't think that makes it a 13 seed. That seems atrocious. But yeah,
I think
there's that nature of it. Like games that we never played. If we were big Saints Row people, okay. Johnny Gat. Yeah. I mean, there's huge subreddits about Johnny Gat versus guy from, you know, Grand Theft Auto 5. Like, what happens if they battle? I was like, okay, sure. I mean, I was never into those games, but, you know, people are into it.
Listen, so before that, we're going to get into the seating in a second. I think my last thing I'm going to make for it, and we talk about who made this bracket, and me and Greg talked about for like a second before you hopped on, Jeff, and it was, I think it's just a bunch of people who've been playing games for the last 8 years. That's who made this bracket. They're like, oh, I think Oregon Trail was a thing 30 years ago. Let's put them in there. Oh, but the main character from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 4. Oh, yeah, he definitely needs to be up here. He's a 5 seed for sure. How about the character from Red Dead Redemption? Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too. What's his name? I don't know. Captain Morgan? Sure. Let's put him in there. That's these dudes who are making this. Maybe a girl. Sorry, no sexism here. These guys and girls who are making these shows. These brackets, excuse me. Michael Vick is in here. Like, I get it. He was like a great player in Madden 2004, but he's not like a video game character.
Well, some will say he's an iconically broken character. Like, he was so good in that game that it's like kind of surpassed just that game, that he was so good that if you didn't have him, if you had him, you pretty much just won the game. It was kind of like a game shark. Kind of iteration.
Well, apparently not better
character
than the Goose. You know? Since the Goose is a 6 seed.
Yeah.
You know? And Jeff, you talked about Final Fantasy, you know, ethos and all that. Auron, A-U-R-O-N, I can guarantee you, both of you guys have no idea who that is.
He is
from Final Fantasy X.
Oh,
and I just know that.
Can't say I know
and
that
for
guy.
Some reason, he's a better seed than Cloud, which is just out. Let's just get into more of this now because we're deep in the doldrums here. Jeff, give me some of your seeds that you believe to just be out of this world. And by the way, you damn well know we're gonna make our own tournament in the next week.
Well, I mean, I think Bowser at a 6 is way too low. how, you know, I look through these. I'm a Ezio Auditore. Yeah. I believe that's the Assassin's Creed guy, right, Greg? So I mean, he's had like 8 games made about him. He should be higher than a 10 seed, regardless of if you don't like them. Will, I mean, come on. The other one that I felt was a little bit obscure and a little bit low was, I'm trying to find him on this, not great audio medium. Well,
pink
here.
And yellow, not great colors to read.
Yeah, was, it's not, oh gosh, all right. You know, I,
wait,
Yoshi at a 6.
Can we start over really quick? Just when you're saying too low, what is, because this is what's difficult about seeds, right? It's too low, meaning it's too, like, what do you mean by too low?
Meaning they should be a higher seed. Like Sam Fisher, he's the
16.
Well, shoot. That, yeah, he's a 16 seed. He had like 6 games and a movie made out of. If that's the criteria that we're using,
he had a movie.
He should at least be in a mid seed. Oh, yeah.
Splinter Cell was a movie?
I think he's confusing with Sam Fisher.
It do.
Wait, what? I don't think there was a movie.
I think there's it been got like canceled.
30 games, though. I will say that. But the thing
Splinter
is...
Splinter Cell, live-action movie, Splinter Cell Part 2.
What? When was this?
2005.
Where?
Wow.
Maybe it never happened. Maybe
you're bringing up Splinter Cell, this or Sam Fisher. So this is what I'm talking about. These bros and girls who've been playing video games for the last 8 years, there hasn't been a Splinter Cell game in probably, what, 10 or 12 years? So they're like, oh, yeah. Sam, I've heard of this guy. I guess we'll
those
just put him in
here. Those games are so good.
So good. Yeah, so people have been begging for them to remake them, or at least make a new one.
Yeah.
For a while now. So that's another one. Like, Sam Fisher, come on. Now, Jeff, any other standout to you while you're trying to struggle to read this highlighter?
No. I mean, it's... Again, we have a... I feel like, to Greg's point about millennials and then being buttheads earlier, like, this seems like a millennial joint. And then someone on the team was like, top video games of all time. Mm. And then they just went one by one and kind of slotted them in there like that. But again, I need with any of these brackets, I want to understand a little bit more about your criteria about how you would move forward. Is it the character themselves? Is it the game? Is it the, you know, the franchise? Because I mean, Frogger as a character, yes, it's iconic, but it doesn't do a lot for me in terms of like animating me to passionately argue that he's a you know, a 14 seed and should be a 10 seed. So
I agree there has to be some sort of common ground here, but I think just the hypocrisy and the, not, I don't want to say hypocrisy, but just double standards here. Like, the first thing you mentioned, we're going to keep bringing him back up, Cloud, you know, Final Fantasy, maybe not a lot of people know him, but I would say he's, if that's the same thing, why is Auron a 12 seed when Cloud is 3,000 times more notable? Yeah. You know, they could have maybe made like an RPG region or something. I don't know. And if you want to go with iconic, or if you want to go with games, then that's a whole different thing. But Captain John Price of Modern Warfare 7, he's in one game. He gets to be a 5 seed. The Red Dead Redemption people have one game, you know, depending on the protagonist. Johnny Gat, who you have to look up because you have no idea who this person
great
is.
Great name, though.
Gets in the tournament when Spyro the Dragon, whether or not... I mean, there's Spyro the Dragon, but Jack and Daxter, they had a billion games. Ratchet and Clank... you know, there's other people who have games. What about this? The Rocket League car, if we're going to be insane with the goose.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, what's up with that? Where's the Rocket League car? Yeah,
did any World of Warcraft things Greg? I mean, I don't see any.
That's
like,
another one that really, that's the one that really ticks me off. Because actually, when you think about it, in terms of video game popularity, if you were to get Arthas in here, he should 100% beat out and probably be a 5 seed. He should beat out John Price. Arthas is probably one of the most, you know, convoluted characters from the Warcraft series, and he has this kind of arc that's pretty interesting.
Or if not, if they're throwing Goose, Leroy Jenkins should be a 2 seed.
100%.
Like, come on.
100%. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that I've pretty much got out of this, right? Is that I think the way that we've kind of seen how this works is that if you don't play the titular character, you're not going to really, you shouldn't be in this. These characters that are like at the height are the ones that you actually play. Mario, you play as him. Master Chief, you play as him. Yoshi, you play as him. Sonic, you play as him. Right? Tony Hawk, you play as him. Those are the characters that really ultimately are the high ones, because you pretty much become them when you're playing the game. This guy who you're talking that we talk keep going back to, Johnny Gat, he's a character in the game. You don't play as him, I don't think. So,
oh wow.
Yeah, and John Price.
Exactly,
you don't
exactly.
Play as, right?
John Price. You don't play as John Price. And that's why these people shouldn't be in here. You should actually put characters that are iconic because you play as them and you become them, and you're the one who tells their own story in a way. Because like when you're Mario, you're playing as Mario. You're like the one who gets the mushroom and goes to save Peach, right? Master Chief, you literally kill all the Flood and literally kill all of the Covenant and save the world many, many times over and are a badass doing it, right?
I agree with you for most of that. I do think villains play a different role, like Jeff said, Bowser. Obviously, just because you don't play as him unless you're playing like Super Smash Brothers or something, you know, he still is an iconic character. You could even go with Sephiroth, who's in the Final Fantasy ethos. I think playing as them is one thing, but at least being the central character to the game. Like I said, the oxen, the goose, and I'll even go Halo 2, like, or Halo as well. Cortana, like, she's, you know, she's just like an NPC that's kind of like your guide. You know what I mean? Like, no one's going to be like, and now what? Aren't they like part of Windows anyway? Isn't Cortana something you could talk to on Windows?
They've gotten rid of Cortana, but I would say if you're going to use Cortana, then how come Navi, aka the fairy that follows Link around in Ocarina of Time?
Where's Zelda, by the way? Where's Zelda? I mean, where's Zelda?
She's not on here because Zelda technically is like only in, what, a few games? I think she's only in a few of those games.
I mean, okay. I mean, don't you know?
What about Chun-Li, Greg? She's only in a few games.
She's iconic because she's one of the very first like women players that you could actually play as.
We don't need to get into the few games. We just went over the five that I hate in this whole thing. Okay, we don't need to.
She's in a
again,
movie too,
everyone has one game and they're in this. I mean, Geralt, talk about a, you know, Johnny come lately here. You know, no one was Geralt, whatever, until The Witcher 3, you know. Like, come on, no one cared about The Witcher 2.
Yeah.
Right? Like, no one cared about those games, and then The Witcher 3 comes in a Netflix show, and all of a sudden, Geralt's a four seed.
Well,
what is that?
For me, the most diabolical seeding is Ellie, who is apparently one of the characters from Last of Us. There's been two games.
Her and Joel. Yep, her and Joel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
There have been two games from The Last of Us, right? People say that they're great, but they're just a single-player game. You don't get anything out of it but for the story. They're not really iconic yet. Maybe in a few years after The Last of Us show comes out, that seating might change for me. But the fact of the matter is that she's a number three right now in this.
It's unbelievable.
Over Samus? Samus is a massive iconic character that has spanned multiple decades.
Decades. Games. Decades. I mean, we can go on and on about this, honestly, and there's so many. So your big one is Ellie. Is that kind of like the big one you're fighting on right here?
Ellie and Goose for me are the ones
What a strange sentence.
Those are the telltale signs this was made by like
yes.
a
that's
22
what I'm, that's what we're kind of getting like, at here. Jeff, give me one. Yeah. You touched on Cloud. You touched on your favorite one, Johnny Gat. Is there anything else, Bowser? Well, what's because I have one that really sticks out to me. What's one good or bad that sticks out to you?
I will say, okay, I'll get to my good and bad. You know, if anything, this bracket has been very educational for me, with some interesting, like Leon Kennedy, Like, you've always seen the Resident Evil kind of character, but I never knew he had a name. Oh, wow. And so bringing that level of, you know, personification to Leon really helped me in this exercise. So I appreciate that. That is a, you know, a well-served, you know, service of this bracket. I will say, okay, the good, I think I went over my good. It's just like the tops. They did a good job. I'm not sure how they broke. I was trying to look at like their Hyrule, the Milky Way, like the different brackets themselves, Mushroom Kingdom. Okay, I get kind of what they're getting at there, but it really didn't tie to the people in there. I think if I had an underrated one that we haven't spoken about yet, maybe, Gordon Freeman. He's legend. From Half-Life. I mean, you want to talk about games? You want to talk about the start of Steam, essentially, was born from Half-Life? I mean, that's how people consume games nowadays. A 10 seed, way too low. And I get it. You didn't play Half-Life. You didn't play any of those games. You didn't play the Counter-Strike spinoffs of that platform from Valve. So, yeah, way too low for just, like, the multi-games that they touched from
completely
that,
agree.
That overall.
I would even go as to say, Jeff, like, you could even add in counter-terrorist and terrorists into this as like one.
Yeah.
Yeah, CT and T. Like,
yeah,
that's...
Come on. Where's the StarCraft? Wow. Like, okay, these games are huge. I mean... Where's, like, a Zergling in here?
Oh, what's your...
I mean, you want to...
Am I... What's my her next...
name? This is great.
Go for it.
Who's the ghost and who ends up turning the to be Zerg?
I know that, dude.
StarCraft.
Yeah.
Maybe she shouldn't be in this bracket if we don't remember her name. Kerrigan. Thank you.
Oh, wow. But yeah, Terrans, right? Terrans, Zerglings.
Yeah.
Protoss. This is all... Wait a minute. Okay. Let me just... There's one huge one that I just was about to say out loud. We're talking about that era of video games. What do you think I am thinking of right now in terms of Blizzard?
StarCraft, Warcraft,
Diablo, yeah.
Where is Diablo? Just Diablo.
Imagine all the dungeon runs.
I can't even. I'm fanning myself. This is embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing.
This is embarrassing for me. The big game, it's like a huge esports game. I don't think it's on.
Oh, League of Legends?
It's kind of cartoon. Overwatch. Yeah, and League of Legends. There's like none of those. Like, these people are millennials. Come on. Like, the top esports games aren't on here represented at all. We got Johnny Gat, though. I mean, come on. I'm off the Johnny Gat train. He's dead to me now.
I kind of want to turn on my video just so you guys can see me dying laughing right now. I mean, we just named iconic, like, so we just mentioned this. These are people who were born in 1998 who didn't have to go buy a video card to play Half-Life 2, which is what I did with David Page. We went and bought a video card, and we bought some more RAM, installed it into my computer, and played Half-Life 2. Like, these people have no idea what that's about. They don't know about downloading Steam like you just said and having to get Half-Life 1.6, you know? Counter-Strike 1.6, excuse me, and playing that legendary game. Wow, just so much here. I feel embarrassed now what I'm going to say with my seating that I'm upset with, but just kind of hop into it real quick. I think Mega Man being a 7 seed and Kirby being a 10 seed is probably two of the most ridiculous things I see. Mega Man is... the start of a revolution with side-scrollers and just series evolving as time goes on. I mean, this is... It's not called Mega Man Modern Warfare 8 or The Battle of the Robots : Mega Man Wins. It's called Mega Man. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then, you know, Mega Man X, you know, whatever. So the fact that this person is...
You put him on the bottom... of, like, the characters, and then you disgrace him as a 7 seed?
Okay.
It's embarrassing. This whole thing is just a travesty.
Right. So, in the end, though, I know we're going to probably do our own bracket at some point.
It's not a probably. I might start writing it in the next hour.
Right. So, but okay, can we just agree? Number one out of all of them, the most iconic character is going to be Mario, right? You can't say anyone other than that.
Johnny Gat has a word.
There are Mario vs. Johnny Gat subreddits, so we'll see.
I actually, before I agree with you, Greg, I was going to say, I first thought it said Johnny Cat, just so we realize, like, what, I don't even know who that person
is. That's another offshoot of the Untitled Goose Game.
Saints Meow.
Oh my god.
I can agree. Like, I mean, if you want the next five, because we have 5 minutes left, we got to get out of here. I'm down to just come up with 4 1 seeds, and I'm agreeing with you, Greg. Mario is a one seed. There, right there. I'm done. And do we want to? Let's just deep into the kimono here. Can we just call him the console region number one? Like, Link can't be number one because he's number one. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, console number ones. We can even go like that way. Or, you know, some sort of region there.
I think that's a better way to do
it. Milky Way. Sorry, I don't even know what that means. Okay, give me another number one seed, Jeff. What do you think?
Oh, and well, I was thinking, you know, if you want to do it like that, like when I was thinking about how I would approach the bracket, I was going more like platform based, right? Like maybe you do like console all times in one. Maybe you do like some early,
maybe by like, decades,
early games. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's another way to do it. You can do time frames. Like I was thinking, like, where's the Pong ball, people? Wow. That started it all. Where's, you know. I thought Goose was going to be from Duck Hunt.
Oh,
but
good. Yeah. Where's the dog? Like, where's the asteroid from Asteroids?
Like, yeah. Asteroids. Yes. Those things started all. Then I was thinking maybe like you have an esports region, or maybe you do it by like type of game, like what MMORPG.
I would do the type of game, because then you got, because like then they're looping in, you're going to loop in side scroll or those types of games with Mario, right? And then you have Link would be more of an RPG, and then you have the RPG side. And then you go into first-person shooters, so you're going to have Master Chief as like your,
and then
probably
I think
your
the
number
last
one seed.
Could just be, you could just call it online.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't call it multiplayer. I wouldn't call it esports. I would just say like online, and that's where something, where Diablo would come in, or you know, Overwatch, stuff like that.
Right, right.
To kind of all meld into one.
Leroy Jenkins,
and that would be a huge bracket.
I think that would be the best way to do it, because then you're looking at the number one for that type of game. So like if you're going like first person shooters, you're going to have number one as Master Chief, and then probably number two is going to be the OG James Bond or Oddjob, if you wanted to play Oddjob.
Oh wow. So you're saying we're getting rid of the Mobius bracket?
Yeah, what even is that?
I'm assuming that's where Sonic's from, which doesn't make any sense, because I would have called it Green Hill Zone.
But he's like side-scroll. That's like a side-scroll type of game, just like Mario. He would probably be number two after Mario.
Well, yeah, Mario vs. Sonic was just a huge thing in the 90s, which obviously the people who wrote up this article had no idea what that was. Guys, I want to wrap this up because you guys are getting out of here. Ashley Soisman making an appearance.
I have to
this
say
is, this is this.
I
we can go on another hour for this, honestly. But we've got work to do, especially with this. And this was, I mean, the ringer. Come back to us. Respond to us with just this nonsense, because I'm going to tweet at you all day with this. Any final thoughts, Greg, before you get out of here?
I just can't wait to see us create our own bracket.
It's gonna go down. I will put in the work. The debate will be long, that is for sure. Jeff, anything else before this is a fantasy podcast, by the way, but we talked about video games.
Yeah. Two that we didn't mention that I think, you know, would go in that online category. I mean, we tried to start a brief offshoot on this, Fortnite, and PUBG. Like, come on, no mention of these are things millennials should know. And you can pick one of the, you know, the first characters in either of those and make those Johnny Gat. Yeah, we got to come back to him. I mean, he's got to go. He's got to go. The subreddits be darned. He's got to be out of this bracket.
Yeah. I was going to say Fortnite, but I wasn't sure exactly. It's just like Fortnite generic character. Greg, thank you. Happy belated birthday to you. Give Laura our best and Zoe, of course. this was an absolutely thrilling, thrilling addition here. I'm excited to post this and see where this goes on. Also, Carson Wentz got traded to the Colts. Cool. See you later, guys. Peace.
Peace.
Where will Andrew Luck be traded? Peace out.
Fun.